This week in Michigan football history, here's MVictors.com's Greg Dooley.
Oh, yes. Tonight we face off with the Gophers for the greatest piece of college football lore, the Little Brown Jug. You have to go back 112 years to Halloween Day in 1903 to find the roots of this classic college football tradition. Most fans know the basic jug story. Before the 1903 game between the two schools in Minneapolis, Fielding Yost dispatched UM equipment manager Tommy Roberts to purchase a 5-gallon Red Wing water jug, which cost 30 cents. After the brutally fought game of the undefeated teams ended in a 6-6 tie, Minnesota found the jug and decided to keep it as a souvenir, and it's suspended above the Minnesota AD's desk in his office. When the Wolverines returned to Minnesota in 1909, the teams agreed the winner should take the jug, and the victor of the game has retained the precious crock ever since. That part of the story is pretty well established, but outside of that, there are still many misconceptions about the history of the jug and the rivalry that persist even today. For starters, you'll commonly hear that Minnesota actually stole the jug from Michigan in 1903. The reality is, the Wolverines simply left it in their locker room after the game because it was a 30-cent water jug. Common lore also suggests that U of M bought the jug because they feared Minnesota would try to taint or poison Michigan's water supply. The reality, while it's possible that Michigan wanted its own jug to control the source of water, it's doubtful that Yost feared any foul play, at least to that extent, from Minnesota. While this was a fiercely anticipated game, the idea of poisoning a rival's water is far-fetched. Another myth suggests that once Fielding Yost found out that he left the water jug behind, he wrote a letter to the Gophers demanding its return. Yost was promptly told he'd have to, quote, win it back. Michigan didn't face the Gophers until 1909, and that game was in Minneapolis. According to two accounts of those who were there in 1909, when shown the jug in the athletic director's office, Yost had no idea about the ceramic souvenir Minnesota confiscated 6 years earlier. For a man who was very outspoken and kept a detailed collection of personal correspondence, there's no record or any indication that Yost knew anything about the jug or, more importantly, cared about its return. Given the crock cost 30 cents and game tickets to that season went for between $2 and $3, the jug was hardly an asset worth toting back to Ann Arbor. We also know that Michigan's cut from the 1903 game was $13,000, which could have purchased, get this, over 40,000 replacement jugs. The fact is, Yost didn't know he left the jug behind, but if he did, he certainly wouldn't have cared about its return, and therefore never wrote a letter about it. The reality is, Cook merely suggested the winner take home the jug in 1909, and that's how the rivalry started. The biggest question out there remains, has the original 1903 jug survived all these years? Given that we're talking about a fragile piece of pottery that has been toted back and forth between the schools dozens of times, it would seem very possible that maybe the jug hasn't always made it back in one piece. To say nothing about how the players handled the jug on the field after the game. And the jug was stolen in 1931. First, a cleverly designed fake jug appeared at a gas station off campus days before the 1931 game. Then another jug appeared on campus in 1933. But if you ask the living equipment managers from Minnesota and Michigan, including John Falk, they believe that today's jug is indeed the original, and they have never heard a story of it being broken or replaced. Photo comparisons show a lot of evidence that the jug has survived. If not, it likely dates at least to the 1920s. Either way, let's bring the jug home tonight. Remember, it's ours. We bought it. It's technically a Michigan Athletic Department property. It belongs in Ann Arbor. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kick off, this is Greg Dooley.